In cities across the country and around the world yesterday, demonstrators turned out to protest the war in Iraq. A rally in Washington, D.C. drew tens of thousands of people. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
The march drew grandmothers from Michigan, students from New York, and survivors from Katrina. And it drew a number of friends and family of people serving in the military. Larry Severson came from Richmond, Virginia. He's 56 and an environmental engineer. Three of his sons have served in Iraq.
So people can't say I'm not patriotic because I'm out here speaking out against the war when I've had three sons in the Iraq conflict.
His son Bryce spent 15 months in Iraq as a gunner for the 1st Armored Division. His father says his son spent time in a locked psychiatric ward at Walter Reed Army Hospital for post-traumatic stress disorder. Even so, he says, the Army has postponed his son's discharge.
At the present time, he can't be even near weapons. The Army doesn't trust him enough with a weapon. But he's still scheduled to go back to Iraq this winter. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Severson's so mad, he's joined the anti-war group Military Families Speak Out.
So that's why I have a sign that says, don't send my son back to Iraq.
At a pre-march rally, Cindy Sheehan, the California mother who lost her son Casey in Iraq and who protested at President Bush's ranch in Crawford, got a celebrity's welcome from the crowd. Sheehan said she was going to Congress on Monday.
And we're going to say shame on you. Shame on you for giving him the authority to invade Iraq.
The protesters chanted peace now as they passed by the White House. President Bush was in Colorado and Texas watching hurricane relief efforts. There was some good humor at this march. It cropped up in some of the signs. Some chided the government's response to Hurricane Katrina. Amanda Freitag of Culpeper, Virginia, had a sign that read, "Make levies, not war." Claudia Klein of Cincinnati and Will Hawkins of Urbana, Illinois, admired that one.
Yeah, that's good.
The humor mostly vanished as the tens of thousands of marchers passed by a few hundred counter-protesters on Pennsylvania Avenue. They're planning their own demonstration today. 30-year-old James Mullen, an emergency medical technician in Trenton, New Jersey, kept shouting at the protesters, 10 years Marine Corps.
And I think that they're dishonoring the people that have died there.
Protester Daniel Kane of Silver Spring, Maryland, faced off against Mullen. He says he respects Mullen's views. He says everyone has the right to speak up for what they believe in. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington. Yeah.